Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
It would seem I've been pronouncing it wrong, but joining me on the line this morning and talking to you about helping those with only a grade 12 is Jake Willis, CEO of Lulaway, a social enterprise that assists matric graduates who can't afford to study at a tertiary institution with immediate employment. A very good morning to you, Jake. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. I don't know if it's good morning for people that woke up or that kind of haven't gone to sleep, you know, but yeah.
We are so used to it, so absolutely fine. But thank you so much for joining us so early. And, you know, whenever I hear about these initiatives such as Lulaway, you know, my ears perk up because this is what our country needs, solutions. We know what the problems are, but we need solutions. Tell us a little bit more about Lulaway.
Yes, I mean, as you say, you know, it's not even a matter of problems. You know, the way we kind of see it is there is one big problem. I mean, if you look at crime, where is the source of it? It's unemployment. If you look at poverty, the source of it is unemployment. If you look at, you know, sort of anywhere you look, you know, that's kind of the core issue is people are just not productively working and bringing in money and what they need to do. So yeah, I mean, you know, we've started this about 6-7 years ago with a very basic, simple concept, which was, you know, guys are running around all over the place with, you know, the brown envelopes with CVs inside and, you know, just going from place to place, dropping them off, trying to find jobs. And you know, nothing seemed to be, like, very clear about it. It was like sort of, okay, what do? You know, kind of go to the CBD, you drop your CV off here and then kind of pray. And, you know, how many times a day do you need to pray for it? You know, what do you sort of really need to do? And, you know, at the time we had these internet cafes and we were basically saying, okay, how do we use these to kind of link up young people to employers? Because ultimately that's what it is. I mean, it's not that there are no jobs out there. I mean, I think that's kind of the first realization, the first point that people need to realize. I mean, if you're not sure about it, just look around, you know, walk into any mall, walk into any, you know, CBD or whatever it is, and there's people working all over the place. So nobody could say there are no jobs. You know but the question is, where are they? You know, sort of how do you access them? How do you approach them? And what do you do about it? So that's kind of what we set about to say. You know, there's got to be a better way in today's day and age than just kind of walking around and dropping off your CV in every street corner.
And talking. Please continue.
You know, So I'm saying, so that was basically the idea of saying, you know, let us set up these job centers and let us set up a situation where people could come in, create their profiles, or we create it for them and sort of link them up to various opportunities that are available.
And in talking to that, I mean, how would the process work, though? Is there a fee? Do I need to apply somewhere? Or is it a question of me just walking in and saying I need help? How does the process work and how much does it cost?
Okay, so you know, this is a good, interesting question. And where we started out, you know, sort of 6-7 years ago, was a very straightforward platform where, you know, we worked with various internet cafes. We had a fee of 65 rand, which the job seeker, you know, would pay at the job center, which was for the services, you know, related to getting him onto the platform, which is scanning documentation, taking photographs, sitting there and creating his professional CV, and you know, and a bunch of you know, services related to that. And that was sort of offered at the various job centers. You know, since then, we've got a lot of government support in terms of them stepping in and saying, you know what, in various places, they would like to cover the fees for the young people because, you know, obviously these guys are unemployed and they don't necessarily have those fees. So we have kind of a dual model where in some centers, it's what we call sponsored centers, which are sponsored by government in various formats. And then we have centers which we call the premium centers, where these are still run by local entrepreneurs, you know, internet cafe owners, where there's still a fee of 65 rand that applies. So, for example, in Cape Town, the NYDA Center is one of our sponsored centers where you can get yourself onto the platform, you know, absolutely free of charge, and that's funded by the National Youth Development Agency. And we also have a premium center where when you come in, you know, there's a fee that's rid of 65 rand that's required. But what you get for that is, you know, the guys will sit with you, create a full profile for you, take your photographs, scan all of your documentation. You can go through a series of assessments, and when you're done with the process, you know, your profile is going to be online. online and, you know, on our database, which we then utilize to actively go out and try to source employment for young people.
We are speaking to Jake Willis, CEO of Olulawe, a social enterprise that assists matric graduates who can't afford to study at a tertiary institution with immediate employment. And if you want or you have some questions on how you can get involved with this initiative, how you can use their services, you want to be listening in and you want to perhaps give us a call on 021-446-0567. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us, Jake. I mean, though, your footprint is in 9 provinces. Do you have any numbers, just to give us an idea of the sheer numbers that you guys have been working with?
So you mean in terms of numbers of employers, of young people, of centers?
I'll take anything. I suppose in a year, maybe, how many learners, how many CVs do you take in? And of those CVs that you've taken, how many actually do end up finding employment, if you have those stats?
So basically, if you look at the sort of a sort of bird's eye view, over the last 6 years, we've registered and assessed close to 300,000 young people. Out of those, we've sent for interviews probably close to 60,000 young people, and we've placed in the region of 30,000 young people. So, you know, that sort of gives you the sort of at a glance. We've got 204 job centers across the country. And unfortunately, in Cape Town, we only have 2 centers currently. But we've actually just can't really go into details, but we're preparing for a major, major push into the Cape Town region, which was one of the reasons why I was, you know, very excited to talk to you guys. So I think we have 2 centers currently in Cape Town, but we're set to set up a whole bunch new ones and to really start making a major push into the Cape Town region. So there's some exciting stuff happening on that side. But yeah, that we've placed 30,000 young people, and I think what's important to realize is that one of the, you know, if you're talking to young people and, you know, talking to people that are saying, you know, that are just matriculants and looking for jobs, you know, it's so important that when people get opportunities, they seize them, you know, because what we find day in and day out is you know, if we send 20 people for an interview, in a good day, you'll get 10 of them showing up. You know, so it's just very important to realize that, you know, a lot of people get opportunities and don't seize them. And I've got to urge young people, if they're listening, you know, you've got to get your foot in the door somewhere. You know, it's not really about going in and, you know, getting a job as the CFO of a company or, you know, running the company straight out of matric. You know, it's not that easy.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
When people do get opportunities, you've got to get your foot in the door somewhere. I know when I started out, when I was 20, I was just talking to somebody last night about it. I think I was working for, I don't know, I think it was like, you know, 200 Rand a week or something of that line, you know, waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, traveling 2 hours, you know, to get to work and then working till 8 o'clock at night and then another 2 hours to get back. It's tough out there when you're young. I mean, it's not simple. So people need to just have that perseverance and the understanding that, you know, your first job is not about the money that you're earning. It's about the opportunity. It's about your career. It's about sort of where it's going to take you and what you're going to do with it. So when someone gets an opportunity, you've got to seize it. You can't just sort of say, oh, no, you know, how much money am I going to get? And, you know, how is this better than unemployment? And, you know, maybe my mom could still give me 100 grand now and again. It's not about that. It's about getting in there, getting your foot in the door, and sort of building and seeing where you could take it from, where you could take it to.
Just very quickly, once again, Jake, as we say goodbye, how do people get a hold of you once again?
So you can go to our website, that's www.lulaway.co.za, so it's lulaway.co.za. You could phone us on our call center, 010-140-9510. Maybe I'll repeat that number, 010-140-9510. If I repeat it again, maybe I'll remember it, you know, so...
No, we'll also keep it. We'll also keep it. Rafiq will have it in hand. So just in case anyone calls in to look for the number, we'll give it out to them. Jake Willis, thank you so much for joining us.
100%. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Jake Willis, the CEO of Olulawe.